Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, with Labor Day right around the corner, a new report breaks down the most important amenities when traveling. A lawsuit claims that some of Michael Jackson's songs were sung by an impersonator. And we all remember the girl who was surprised by Drake.
Oh my God!
Now her other dream has come true. If you plan on traveling for Thanksgiving and Christmas, experts say the time is coming up to book those tickets. According to the website cheapair.com, generally the best time to buy plane tickets is 6 weeks before your flight. But for the holidays, it's better to book earlier and, if possible, be flexible with the days you fly. For Thanksgiving, the best time to buy tickets is in September. The cheapest departure date is Monday, November 19th, and the cheapest return dates are Friday, November 23rd, and Tuesday, November 27th. Avoid flying the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after, as those are the most popular travel days. And for Christmas, the best time to book is September or October. The cheapest departure date is Tuesday, December 18th, and the cheapest return date is Friday, December 28th. If you're looking to save even more money, another option is flying on the actual holiday. So even though it's still shorts weather outside, you might want to consider tracking holiday ticket prices now. Well, Missouri has become the first state to regulate use of the word meat. Food makers are now prohibited from using the term to refer to anything other than animal flesh. So plant-based meats can no longer be referred to as meat. Violators can be fined $1,000 and face up to a year in prison. And John Goodman is speaking out on his longtime co-star Roseanne Barr for the first time, saying he was devastated when she was fired from the show. He went on to defend her, saying, I know for a fact that she's not a racist. Goodman confirmed Barr will be killed off by writers when The Conners premieres in October, saying his character will be, quote, mopey and sad because his wife's dead. And we told you when Drake surprised this adorable 11-year-old girl in a Chicago hospital, and now a second big surprise has come her way.
You're getting a heart. Congratulations.
I'm getting a heart,
yes.
Mom.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yes, baby.
I'm
so excited.
Oh, my God. I know.
Little Sophia underwent transplant surgery this week and is now recovering. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, the stock market set a record this week.
That's right, Kristen. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite crossed the 8,000 mark for the first time ever. The index's gains have been led by big tech companies, including Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet. These stocks have been among the biggest gainers in what's now the longest bull market in Wall Street history. A Ferrari race car owned by a Navy veteran for 58 years sold for more than $5 million, although it was expected to have gone for as much as $7.5 million. But it was a 1962 Ferrari that set a world record when it was sold for almost $50 million at another auction recently. Apple is reportedly coming out with three new iPhones next month.
All right, so we've heard some might have a bigger screen or maybe three rear cameras. What else do we know?
Well, we're also hearing one cool feature is a much longer battery life of up to 70%. We'll hear more details in the coming weeks.
We're looking forward to hearing more. Thanks, Nicole. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear a famous band might be getting back together.
That's right, Kristen. Can there be a Spice Girls reunion tour? Word is the Spice Girls are doing a 13-day tour next year. Like all other groups, there's some drama, and Victoria Beckham has refused to join the tour. The girls are set to make $12 million each after the tour. Hey, Victoria, Mel B might add this to a tell-all book. Watch out now. Over the weekend, Macaulay Culkin celebrated his 38th birthday. His goddaughter, Paris Jackson, honored him with a social media tribute. She shared throwback pictures of them along with their matching spoon tattoos. When asked how he celebrates his birthday, he replied, I spend birthdays by myself in bed. I'm like, yeah, this is what I want. I guess he really does like being home alone. And finally, Robin Thicke and his girlfriend April Love Gary found out they will have another baby girl. Now, this is baby number two for the couple, but number three for Robin. He shares a son with the beautiful Paula Patton. Is this Robin's new remix? First comes love, then comes baby, then comes marriage? Yo, Paula, hit me up. I'm available. On that note, that's this week's Dish. Until next time, holla at you, Kristen.
Congrats to Robin and April. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. A lawsuit over the music of Michael Jackson just got stranger. Sony is denying media reports that claim the record label admitted in court to faking vocal tracks on three Michael Jackson songs. Several outlets cited a blog called Hip Hop and More, which posted tweets saying Sony admitted the songs weren't sung by Jackson. The record label and the Jackson estate were sued in 2014. A fan claimed three of the songs on the album Michael, released after the singer's death, were sung by a Jackson impersonator. Those songs are Monster, Keep Your Head Up, and Breaking News. Variety reports that people who attended the most recent court proceeding misunderstood a lawyer for the estate who said words to the effect of, even if the vocals weren't Jackson's. Those attorneys now say they were speaking hypothetically. One attorney for Sony and the Jackson estate says no one has conceded that Michael Jackson did not sing on the songs. But that hasn't stopped many outlets from reporting the songs are fake. All right, here's a really heartwarming story. An incredible rescue has led to a new family. In early August, the Nelson Fire ravaged some 2,000 acres in Northern California. As the fast-moving blaze threatened structures, Officer Carly Stone was called to evacuate a nearby animal shelter. Over 12 harrowing minutes, the officer helped save 60 dogs and cats. And the whole rescue was caught on body cam. With the shelter rescue complete, Stone placed two large dogs in her back seat and one Pomeranian Chihuahua named Sean in the front. For several hours that night, as Stone evacuated area residents, Sean kept trying to steal her attention and sit on her lap. I kind of got attached to the little guy wagging his tail at me all night. Well, the next day, Stone and her wife visited the SPCA, and the bond remained, Sean remembering the officer who'd saved his life. Sean has now joined his new family, and Stone hopes his story will encourage others to consider adopting a rescue. Having poor self-service can be so annoying, but it's even worse when it happens in your own home. If this happens to you, USA Today suggests three ways to help boost your cell signal. First, get a signal booster. If you put one of these devices in an area of the house where you get good reception, it will extend the signal to the rest of the house. You can also get a femtocell, which is similar to a signal booster. The main difference is a femtocell plugs into your router to connect your phone to your carrier's servers. This means it can work in an area where there's no cell service, so it's perfect for rural locations or an apartment surrounded by high-rise buildings. And finally, you can make calls over Wi-Fi. Apps like Skype and WhatsApp don't need a cell signal and instead use a Wi-Fi connection to make a call. And now the four major networks also offer Wi-Fi calling as an option. You need a Wi-Fi connection to use this service, but many homes and more public places have one available, making this an easy and cheap option. A home appliance repairman in Cincinnati, Ohio, is being sued after 12 customers reported they were scammed by him. He's accused of accepting payment but never completing the repairs. With us today is attorney and legal analyst Mari Henderson to talk about just how easy it is to get scammed and how to protect yourself. Hi, Mari. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I know nothing about my appliances at my house. So if a repair person comes over and fixes it, I'm like, thank you, bye. I have no idea if they did their job or not. How do you know if you're getting scammed?
Well, the most important thing to do is research. You don't want to just go with the first repairman you see. You maybe want to compare a couple quotes from a couple repairmen and what the labor costs will be and what their estimates are. You want to have a contract in place that very specifically lays out your obligations, how much you're going to pay and when, and their obligations, what work they're going to do, how much it'll cost, what the labor costs are. And during the process, you want to keep any records, keep any receipts, take photos of the work done so that ultimately, you could potentially sue for a breach of contract.
Worst case scenario, if you suspect you have been scammed, what's the first thing you do to get your money back? Is it something that can be settled in small claims court?
It depends on the amount. You could hire a lawyer. It could be in small claims. But the first thing you want to do is you want to file a complaint with the Consumer Protection Division and also with the Better Business Bureau to protect yourself and also put everyone else on notice.
Okay, great information, Mari. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along, we're always looking for faster and easier ways to cook, right? Well, today we have a great top 30 steal, a GoWise USA air fryer at a special 53% discount. This 3.7-quart programmable air fryer can make a wide variety of dishes in 30 minutes or less, and it requires little to no oil. Now you can have your favorite foods without the extra calories. The rapid air circulation technology circulates hot air in all directions, ensuring fast and even cooking. There are 8 preset buttons to make it easy. Warm, chips, chicken, steak, shrimp, pork, cake, and fish. It comes in black, purple, red, or white, and a recipe book is included. The Go Wise USA air fryer retails for $148. But today you can buy it for just $69. That's a 53% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Justin Bieber is putting down roots in Canada. The newly engaged singer reportedly splashed out $5 million on a 101-acre lakefront estate near Cambridge, Ontario, about 40 miles from his hometown of Stratford. The house is 9,000 square feet with 4 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and a 3-car garage. It also features a theater, a gym, a game room, 3 fireplaces, and a 2-story temperature-controlled wine room. The property even boasts a private horse facility and stables with its own racetrack. Local residents describe the area as sleepy, at least for now, so it could be a good escape for Bieber and his fiancée, Hailey Baldwin. In today's hometown stories from Fox 26 Houston, it's almost been a full year since Hurricane Harvey struck Houston, and now the unlikely heroes of the storm are finally being recognized. One of those heroes is Dr. Stephen Kimmel. During the storm, he got an urgent call that a teenager needed life-saving surgery. So he, accompanied by 2 volunteer first responders, hopped into a canoe, embarking on a 12-mile journey to get to the surgery, ultimately saving the boy's life. Now, Kimmel and the first responders are being honored for their selfless heroism. In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, with so many children at Cardin Children's Medical Center undergoing intensive medical treatment, the center has started to provide therapy dogs to bring smiles to the faces of kids who have been through so much. But one therapy dog is different from the rest. Meet Nubby. He was born without his front legs, but he's made the most of his circumstances. Not only is he providing comfort to the patients at the hospital, he's also promoting inclusion for others with disabilities just like him, both dogs and humans. In our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, 2 years ago, the town of Clairemel, Florida was devastated when the progress on their new Boys and Girls Club was destroyed by a fire. But when word spread to the owners of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Jeff and Penny Vinnick, they wanted to step in to help. Knowing the great work that the Boys and Girls Club does, they donated $2.5 million to finish the project. And now that it's complete, the community can experience this state-of-the-art facility. Prices for household items can add up quickly, and one easy solution to cut costs is to borrow them instead of buying them new. Before you purchase a board game, for example, a DVD or a book, see what your local library has to offer. Chances are you can check it out for free. And for college students looking to pinch some pennies, try renting your textbooks instead of buying new copies. Websites like Amazon, Chegg, and Campus Book Rentals allow you to borrow textbooks and return them at the end of the course. If you have an upcoming camping trip, but none of the necessary outdoor equipment, don't feel the pressure to buy everything new. Call up your nearby sporting goods store and see if they allow rentals of tents, backpacks, and other gear. And why spend the money on a new suitcase for your next getaway? Ask your friends and family first to see if they have one you can borrow. That'll free up some money for more souvenirs. So before your next shopping spree, try asking yourself, do I need to buy this new? If possible, try borrowing instead. Your wallet will thank you. Well, months after scrubbing her social accounts because of racist and sexist harassment online, Kelly Marie Tran is speaking out. She said in part, "It wasn't their words, it's that I started to believe them." The first actress of color to lead a Star Wars film, Tran penned a New York Times essay pushing back against her bullies. "Their words seemed to confirm what growing up as a woman and a person of color already taught me, that I belonged in the margins and spaces, valid only as a minor character in their lives and stories." Tran recounts the shame she felt for her culture growing up and how that's evolved into a shame for a world that marginalizes those who are different. In a rousing close, Tran writes of a brighter future where rather than being scrutinized, people are seen as human beings. Through it all, Tran's received an outpouring of support from co-stars like Mark Hamill to fans who organized a rally at this year's Comic-Con. The force is definitely strong with this one. Has your vacation ever been ruined because the hotel didn't have a gym or maybe front desk service? 97% of Americans believe the amenities they'll have access to directly impact the overall quality of their travel. According to Airbnb, that's a bigger influence than shopping, dining, or the location itself. The rental site surveyed some 8,600 people across the globe, and found the most important amenity, more than Wi-Fi, was air conditioning. Millennials admit part of their traveling decision-making depends on social media worthiness, but for others, vacations are now more often seen as digital detoxes, so connectivity is less of an issue. Travelers were more keen on function over thoughtfulness, meaning a working coffee maker was preferred to a complimentary bottle of wine. Outside the room, Americans saw free parking as crucial. Others wanted access to a pool. For me, as long as I have a comfy robe, I'm good. Alrighty, listen to this one. Everybody's seen the photos on social media when a woman announces her engagement by posting a picture of her left hand with a sparkly new ring on her finger in front of some beachy or romantic background. Well, New Yorker Mary McCarthy was sick of it and thought it would be funny to mock them with an Instagram page she calls Not Engaged. The 30-year-old shares photos of her bare left hand as she goes about her life traveling, eating, drinking, and even attending weddings. And they're funny. For example, the caption to this photo reads, "When you're not engaged so you can watch your third favorite Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan collab with a bottle of wine and not drunk text your ex to be like, go jump in a volcano, you horrible man. Hashtag blessed." McCarthy has more than 35,000 followers now and says she's not against marriage. She just wants millennial women to feel empowered and know that it's okay to be on your own. Welcome back. Americans spend more time than ever checking email, about 5.6 hours every day. That's according to Adobe's annual consumer email survey. 60% check emails while watching TV, 14% while driving. A quarter don't even wait to get out of bed. But more time connected means more potential frustration. Adobe revealing the email phrases that most annoy workers. 25% said, "Not sure if you saw my last email." "Per my last email" followed with, "Any update on this? Please advise," and reattaching for convenience, also making the list. 72% of workers email regularly, but a shift is taking place. For the first time, email wasn't the preferred mode of office communication. Instead, it tied face-to-face contact. The survey also found the methods deemed appropriate in certain situations, such as discussing important issues, project updates, or quitting. Still no word on how many people accidentally reply all. Hate when that happens. All right, now fans can play the Game of Thrones themselves without waiting for next season. Reign's Game of Thrones casts the player as the ruler of the Seven Kingdoms. They can play from the Iron Throne as Daenerys Targaryen, Jon Snow, Tyrion Lannister, Sansa Stark, or Cersei Lannister. There are other familiar faces from the show as well. Players are presented with cards that show conversations with other characters. They choose a course of action by swiping right or left, like a dating app. Each decision takes them down a different path. But because this is Game of Thrones, too many wrong decisions gets players killed and takes them back to the beginning. It's a spin-off of the game Reigns, published by Devolver Digital. It looks and works the same way without the characters from the show. It should help Thrones fans get their fix since the show doesn't return till next year. The game will be available sooner for iOS, Android, and PC this October. Kelley Blue Book reports the average price for a new car is just over $36,000. This one's a little more. This month, Bugatti unveiled its new supercar, the Devo. It costs about $5.8 million. As if that's not exclusive enough, the company will make just 40. The car can hit 236 miles per hour, which is slower than the only other Bugatti on sale, the Chiron. That's because the Devo is meant to go faster on windy roads and racetracks. The company's president said the Devo is made for corners. The aggressive spoilers push down on the car, keeping it from flying off the road, which it needs because the engine is a W16 that makes about 1,500 horsepower. But owners don't even get to choose their own color. The car is only available in a combination of titanium liquid silver with Devo Racing Blue. The cars are assembled by hand and will be delivered in 2020. The company says its high price tag didn't keep it from selling out in just 10 minutes. You know, even good intentions can have unintended consequences. In 2003, Finding Nemo told the story of a clownfish searching for his son who'd been captured by divers. While despite the Oscar-winning film's message, demand for pet clownfish boomed, leading to overfishing and, in some cases, local extinctions. Now, one Australian organization, Saving Nemo, is partnering with schools to reverse the trend. While learning about marine habitats, students breed, feed, and monitor the fish in captivity, donating them to pet stores stores in exchange for aquarium supplies. According to one student, we can give fish that we breed to people who want clownfish so they don't have to take them out of the wild. It's not just overfishing. Warming oceans also threaten the clownfish population, bleaching and killing the coral reefs and sea anemones they call home. Until these issues are solved, Saving Nemo and their student volunteers will just keep swimming. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. It's going to be a warm Labor Day weekend with millions of Americans under heat warnings. Plus, the best deals during the month of September. And NBA star Steph Curry shares his hopes and dreams for his young daughters. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.